So how many of you are here for the first time this evening?
Thank you very much for coming, and I hope you have a nice evening with us. Thank you very much.
Puno vam hvala što ste došli i nadam se da ćete provesti ugodno večer s nama.
What you have been taking part in is known as Hari Nam Sankirtan, which means the congregational glorification of God by chanting His holy names.
Ovo što ste, u čemu ste sada sudjelovali, se zove Hari Nam Sankirtan, ili skupno slavljenje Boga, pjevanje.
In the relative world, a sound and the object which the sound represents are different.
U relativnom svijetu određena imenica i ono što ta imenica predstavlja, to su dve različite stvari.
A very simple example is the word water and the liquid water.
Vrlo jednostavan primjer za to je riječ voda i voda kao tekućina.
If I am thirsty and I want to quench my thirst with some water, if I just say the word water, my thirst is not quenched. In fact, I may become thirstier.
Ako sam ja žedan i kažem riječ voda, time neću ugasiti svoju žeđ. Dapače, postaću još više žedan.
But I don't even have to say the word water. If I just put it in my mouth, then my thirst is quenched.
Ali ako popijem vode, onda ne trebam ni izgovoriti tu riječ i automatski moja žeđ će biti ugašena.
But in the absolute world, the sound, the name of God, and the personality of God are non-different.
Ali u apsolutnom svijetu ime Boga i sam Bog se ne razlikuju.
So on this principle, we are chanting the holy names of God, and we are feeling His presence through His holy names.
Na tom principu mi pjevamo sveto ime Boga i osjećamo njegovu prisutnost kroz to.
And we feel some pleasure, some satisfaction.
I osjećamo zadovoljstvo u tome.
And when we're together with other sincere devotees like yourselves,
i kad smo zajedno sa ostalim iskrenim bhaktama kao što ste vi,
and we all chant sincerely,
i svi pjevamo zajedno iskreno
the holy names of the Lord, then the whole atmosphere becomes surcharged with spiritual energy, spiritual love.
Onda cijela atmosfera postaje napunjena sa duhovnom energijom ili ljubavlju prema Bogu.
And that is also a very sublime experience for everyone.
I to je vrlo uzvišeno iskustvo za svakoga.
So I thank you all for participating with us.
Želim vam zahvaliti što ste nam se pridružili.
This evening I would like to read a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, which means the song of God. The Bhagavad Gita is in the Sanskrit language.
Večeras bih vam želio pročitati stih iz Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita znači božanska pjesma i ona je napisana na sanskritskom jeziku.
The Sanskrit language is the oldest language in the world, and the Bhagavad Gita is the most famous scripture of India.
Sanskritski jezik je najstariji jezik na svijetu i Bhagavad Gita je najpoznatiji spis Indije.
It is only a very small part of a body of scriptures known as the Vedas.
To je samo jedan mali dio cijele skupine spisa koje se zove Vede.
So this evening we're going to read from the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, entitled Attaining the Absolute Truth.
Večera ćemo čitati iz 8. Poglavlja Bhagavad Gita pod nazivom Dostizanje svevišnjeg.
So we have copies of this Bhagavad Gita in both Croatian and English. It has been compiled and translated by our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Mi imamo izdanje Bhagavad Gita na engleskom i na hrvatskom jeziku i nju je preveo i sastavio osnivač našeg pokreta A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
And if you want to see him, you have to look very carefully at our translator's chest.
I ako ga želite vidjeti, morate pažljivo pogledati na majicu našeg prevodioca.
So here he has the Bhagavad Gita kakva jest.
On ima Bhagavad Gita kakva jest.
Yes, I'm sorry, jest, yes. I'm making jest. So I'll read the Sanskrit, and then I'll read the translation, and then I'll read the purport.
Ja ću pročitati sanskrit i onda prijevod i onda smisao ili komentar.
And those of you who are studying Croatian, you can hear the same thing in Croatian language and pick up some good words. Okay.
Yeah. I vi koji studirate hrvatski možete također čuti prijevod.
Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavitaha. Translation. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail.
Kojega god da se stanja netko sjeća prilikom napuštanja tijela, o Kunti sine, to će stanje sigurno dostići.
Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The process of changing one's nature at the critical moment of death is here explained. A person who, at the end of his life, quits his body thinking of Krishna, attains the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. But it is not true that a person who thinks of something other than Krishna attains the same transcendental state. This is a point we should note very carefully. How can one die in the proper state of mind? Maharaj Bharat, although a great personality, thought of a deer at the end of his life, and so in his next life he was transferred into the body of a deer. Although as a deer he remembered his past activities, he had to accept that animal body. Of course, one's thoughts during the course of one's life accumulate to influence one's thoughts at the moment of death. So this life creates one's next life. If in one's present life one lives in the mode of goodness and always thinks of Krishna, it is possible for one to remember Krishna at the end of one's life. That will help one be transferred to the transcendental nature of Krishna. If one is transcendentally absorbed in Krishna's service, then his next body will be transcendental or spiritual, not material. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the best process for successfully changing one's state of being at the end of one's life.
Smisao. Ovdje je objašnjen proces mijenjanja prirode u presudnom trenutku smrti. Osoba koja na kraju života napusti tijelo, misleći na Krišnu, dostiže transcendentalnu prirodu svevišnjega gospodina, no nije istina da onaj ko misli na nešto drugo, a ne na Krišnu, dostiže isto transcendentalno stanje. To trebamo pomno shvatiti. Kako možemo umreti u pravom stanju uma? Premda je bio velika osoba, Maharaj Bharata na kraju je svoga života mislio na Jelena i zato je u sljedećem životu bio prenesen u tijelo Jelena. Iako se kao Jelen sjećao svojih prošlih djelatnosti, morao je prihvatiti životinsko tijelo. Naravno, misli gomilane za života utječu na misli u trenutku smrti. I tako ovaj život stvara sljedeći. Ako tko u sadašnjem životu živi u vrlini i uvijek misli na Krišnu, može se na kraju života sjetiti Krišne. To će mu pomoći da bude prenesen u Krišnu transcendentalnu prirodu. Ako je transcendentalno zaokupljen služenjem Krišne, njegovo će sljedeće tijelo biti transcendentalno, duhovno, a ne materijalno. Tako je pjevanje Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Najbolji proces za uspješno mijenjanje stanja postojanja u trenutku smrti.
So here, Krishna is explaining to his devotee, Arjuna, that we get our present material body with a particular color of hair, particular set of eyes, nose, hands, legs, etc. because of our activities and our thoughts in our previous life. This is sometimes referred to as the science of reincarnation.
Ovdje Krišna objašnjava svom Bhakti Arjuni da tijelo koje sad posjedujemo zajedno sa određenim tipom kose, nosa, ušiju i tako dalje, dobijamo u skladu sa dijelima koje smo počinili u prošlosti. Taj proces se još zove reinkarnacija.
So the first point is that we are not these material bodies.
Prva poanta je da mi nismo ovo materijalno tijelo.
If one claims to be following any path of spiritual life, the first thing that he has to understand is that I am spiritual.
Ako neko slijedi bilo koji duhovni put, on mora prvu stvar koju mora shvatiti je da ja nisam ovo tijelo.
In the Bhagavad Gita, in another verse, Lord Krishna explains, Bhumir apo nalo vayu kammano buddhirevacha ahankara ityamme binna prakritir ashtada. He tells Arjuna that there are 8 general material elements.
U stihu iz Bhagavad Gita Krishna objašnjava Arjuni da postoji 8 materijalnih elemenata.
Earth, fire, water, air, ether, that is known as the gross elements or the gross body.
Zemlja, voda, vatra, zrak i eter, to su poznati kao, oni su poznati kao grubi materijalni elementi.
And the subtle body of the conditioned soul is made up of the material elements mind, intelligence, and ego.
A suptilno tijelo živog bića je napravljeno od suptilnih elemenata, a to su um, inteligencija i lažni ja.
Lord Krishna describes these elements as bhinna prakriti, meaning his external energy.
Gospodin Krishna objašnjava ove elemente kao bhinna prakriti ili njegovu vanjsku energiju.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchid Ananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and as such, he is the cause of all causes.
Krishna je vrhovna božanska osoba i kao takav on je uzrok svih uzroka.
He is described in the Vedas as Asam Urdhva, or Asam Urdhva. Asama means without equal, and Urdhva means there is no one greater than him.
U Vedama Krishna je opisan kao Asam Urdhva. Asam znači da nema niko jednak njemu, a Urdhva znači da ne postoje niko veći od njega, uzvišeni.
He tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, Mata parataram nanyat kinchid asti dananjaya. I am the source of everything. Everything rests upon me like pearls strung on a thread.
Krishna kaže Arjuni u Bhagavad Giti, ja sam izvor svega i sve počiva na meni kao što su biseri nanizani na nit.
So he is the source, the energetic source of all energies.
Dakle, on je energetski izvor svih energija.
Sometimes people who don't do much thinking, they, if you ask them about God, they say, oh yes, there is some power. I believe in some power.
Ponekad, ako spomenemo Boga nekim ljudima koji ne razmišljaju puno, oni kažu da postoji neka moć.
But God is not power. God is powerful. He is the source of all power. He is the source of all energy.
Ali Bog nije moć, već Bog je moćan. On je izvor svih energija i sve moći.
So this material energy, which is constantly changing form, which is manifesting temporary forms, this material energy is described as Krishna's external energy.
Ova energija, ova materijalna energija u kojoj je privremena i u kojoj se stalno pojavljuju i nestaju određeni oblici ili forme, ona se zove Krishna vanjska energija.
Just like a very powerful businessman, he may have many factories where he goes to do his business, and there may be many employees there, and he is present there in the factory by his instructions.
Kao kada neki biznismen ima puno tvornica, i on je prisutan u svakoj od njih svojim instrukcijama ili naredbama.
But he has his own house and his own family members who are very dear to him, and that is more important to him in his life than his different factories.
Ali on ima svoju vlastitu kuću i svoje članove porodice koji su mu vrlo dragi, i to mu je važnije od njegovih tvornica.
So Krishna has both internal and external energies, and the material energy is external, but we as spiritual beings are part of Krishna's internal energy.
Krishna posjeduje i vanjsku i unutarnju energiju, ali mi kao duhovna živa bića smo dio unutarnje energije.
So this simple idea that I am spirit, I am soul, I am a part of God is the beginning of spiritual life. And without that, there's no question of spiritual life.
Ova ideja, ja sam duhovna duša, ja sam dio Boga, to je osnovna ideja i bez nje nema duhovnog života.
We may build so many temples, churches, mosques. We may make a show of religiosity. But if we are thinking materially that I am the body, and I am a Christian, I am a Hindu, I am a Muslim, then this is not spiritual life.
Možemo izgraditi toliko mnogo hramova, crkvi ili džamija i praviti show od duhovnog života, ali ako razmišljamo na materijalni način, ja sam Hindus, ja sam Musliman, ja sam kršćanin, ako razmišljamo na takav materijalni način, onda je to samo show od religije.
The second point is that there are different qualities in material energy and different qualities of spiritual energy.
Druga stvar je da materijalna energija ima određene kvalitete, a duhovna energija ima drugu vrstu kvaliteta.
Krishna describes the spirit soul as sat chit ananda. The nature of the soul is eternality, knowledge, and bliss, joyfulness.
Krishna objašnjava duhovnu dušu kao sat chit ananda, što znači da je vječna, puna znanja i blažena.
The nature of the material world is asat, achit, near ananda, or temporary, full of darkness and ignorance, and full of suffering.
Priroda materijalnog svijeta je da je privremen, pun neznanja i patnje.
Every one of us has got a particular body, and we identify as Mr. John or Mr. Millen or whatever. Some identification we have got.
Svako od nas ima određeno tijelo i mi se identificiramo s njim kao gospodin John ili gospodin Milan.
But that will not last very long.
Ali to neće trajati jako dugo.
The body is constantly changing.
Tijelo se stalno mijenja.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Dehino smin yata dehe komaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuyate. From boyhood to youth to middle age to old age, the body is constantly changing.
Gospodin Krishna u Bhagavad Gita kaže da kako tijelo prolazi kroz dječaštvo, mladost i starost, stalno se mijenja.
At the time of death, the soul is transferred into another body.
U trenutku smrti, duša prelazi u drugo tijelo.
The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
Razboritu osobu ne zbunjuje takva promjena.
The Bhagavad Gita compares this to one's changing of cloth. Vasam sijirnani yata vihaya navani grinati naro parani tata sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani samyati navani dehi. Just as one puts on a coat, wears it for some time, and when it is old and worn, then one takes it off and puts on a new coat, according to how many kuna you can afford.
Kao što neka osoba na primjer kupuje kaput, nosi ga određeno vrijeme i kad postane star i iznošen, onda ga ostavlja i kupuje novi u skladu s tim koliko kuna ima.
So this body that we are wearing right now is temporary.
Ovo tijelo koje nosimo sada je privremeno.
Nobody will deny that the body is temporary, but sometimes in our distraction with material sense pleasure, we forget that death is coming very quickly.
Niko ne može poreći da je ovo tijelo privremeno, ali ponekad osoba, pošto je rastresena osjetilnim uživanjem, zaboravlja tu činjenicu.
When you're very young, it's easy because your senses are very fresh, they're very excited, and it seems like you have a long time to enjoy the ride.
Kada ste mladi, onda su čula svježa i vrlo su živa i izgleda kao da ima puno vremena, kao da će naš život još dugo trajati.
But actually time flies by very quickly, and very soon you see that the same body which gave you so much pleasure in your youth is causing you a lot of distress and pain in your middle age and old age.
Ali vrijeme brzo prolazi i osoba ubrzo vidi da to tijelo koje je donosilo toliko zadovoljstva u mladosti postaje izvor velikih problema u starosti.
The material body is achit, or full of darkness and ignorance.
Materijalno tijelo je achit ili puno neznanja i patnje.
Practically speaking, we know very, very little about this material world and what we are doing after thousands of years of accumulating so-called science. We still know very little about how food is digested in the body and transformed into energy.
Praktično govoreći, mi imamo vrlo malo znanja o tome kako stvari funkcioniraju u ovom materijalnom svijetu. I čak nakon tisuća godina takozvanog znanstvenog napretka, mi još uvijek znamo vrlo malo o tome kako se, na primjer, probavlja hrana u želucu.
The process by which we acquire knowledge is very limited. The empirical process, or by extending our senses.
Proces kojim mi dolazimo do znanja je vrlo ograničen. To je empirijski proces i s njime pokušavamo proširiti spoznaje pomoću naših čula.
We all make mistakes.
Mi svi činimo greške.
The ability of the senses to perceive is limited. We can only see so far, we can only hear so fine.
Mogućnosti čula su vrlo ograničene. Mi možemo gledati samo do određene daljine i možemo čuti samo određene frekvencije i određenu jačinu zvuka.
We all have a tendency to be confused sometimes, or bewildered, or put into illusion.
Svi imamo, ponekad nam se dešava da budemo zbunjeni ili smo u nekoj iluziji.
And we also have a propensity for cheating others. Even though we make mistakes, our senses are imperfect, and we're often bewildered, still we will concoct a philosophy and we will try to impress upon people that this is actually the real philosophy.
I također imamo sklonost ka varanju, što znači da neka osoba može, na primjer, iako ima nesavršeno čula i iluzije i pravi greške, ona će i dalje pokušati uvjeriti druge u filozofiju koju je sama izmislila.
So, given these four defects, our very process of acquiring knowledge is defective.
Pošto imamo ta četiri nedostatka, sam naš proces stjecanja znanja isto ima nedostatke ili ograničenja.
So, asat, achit, near ananda, The material world, the material body is full of pain and suffering.
Tu također postoji mir ananda, što znači da je materijalno tijelo puno bola i patnje.
Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukha, dosha, anudarshanam. Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita part of the aggregate which he calls knowledge. Aggregate means the total. See, Achit, we're experiencing Achit here.
Mi sad ovdje dolazimo do Achit, ne razumijemo
se. Lack of knowledge.
Nedostatak znanja.
You have to translate. And I forgot already. Okay. Okay, rewind. So, Krishna, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkha, Dosha, Anudarshanam. Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita as part of the aggregate, as part of the sum total, which he calls knowledge, to be the recognition that birth, death, old age, and disease, these are prominent miseries.
Krishna objašnja u Bhagavad Giti da je jedan dio znanja ili jedan faktor znanja je kad osoba primjećuje bijede rođenja, starosti, bolesti i smrti.
Nobody likes to die, but we all have to die.
Niko ne voli umreti, ali mi svi moramo umreti.
When you are born, the hospital issues a birth certificate.
Kada ste rođeni, bolnica izdaje
birth certificate.
Rodni list. Rodni list. Rodni list.
Does everybody have a Rodni list? Yeah? Okay. Now, did the same hospital give you a death certificate?
Da li vam bolnica odmah daje smrtni list? Smrtovnicu?
They might as well have given you a death certificate. They just leave the date blank.
Oni vam mogu dati potvrdu da ste mrtvi, samo ne treba napisati datum.
In America we say there are only two things that are certain in this world.
U Americi mi kažemo da postoje samo dvije stvari koje su sigurne u ovom svijetu.
Death and taxes.
Smrt i porez.
So we should know that this is, nobody likes to die, but we're forced to die.
Niko ne voli umreti, ali mi smo prisiljeni umreti.
Nobody likes to get old, but we're forced to get old.
Niko ne voli ostariti, ali prisiljeni smo na to.
Nobody likes disease, but the hospitals are all full.
Niko ne voli bolest, ali bolnice su pune.
And the pain of birth, both for the mother and the child, are quite intense.
A bol koja se dešava pri rođenju i za dijete i za majku je vrlo jaka.
In America now, in the land of women's liberation, they have, I don't know what you would call it, but they have a kind of jacket that you can buy for a man, this is for men, and, okay.
U Americi, koja je poznata kao zemlja koja je dovela do oslobođenja žena, postoji jedna jakna koju nose muškarci.
So this jacket, it's quite heavy down here, and it pulls on your back and your stomach. And the idea is you have to wear this around for a few months. And then you know a little bit about what pregnancy is like.
I ta jakna je jako teška napred i onda kad je nosite par mjeseci, onda shvatite kako izgleda kad ste trudni.
And I was only hoping that they would also come out with some kind of contraption where they could put you in a little sack, a little small sack, with a tiny little hole and then push you out forcefully.
Isto bi bilo zanimljivo da naprave jednu vreću sa malom rupom i onda vas izgura kroz tu malu rupu na silu.
Then you would get the complete experience.
Onda bi dobili kompletno iskustvo.
So birth, death, disease, old age, these are miseries which nobody likes, but it doesn't matter what adjustments you try and make, these four things are always there.
I ta četiri problema, rođenje, bolest, starost i smrt, su probleme koje niko ne voli i ne mogu se napraviti nikakve prilagodbe da se to izbjegne.
There are miseries caused by nature.
Postoje također bijede koje dolaze od prirode.
Such as when there is no rain, there is a drought and many people suffer.
Kao na primjer kad nema kiše, onda mnogi ljudi pate.
Sometimes the winter is very severe and people become very cold and they suffer.
Ponekad je zima jako oštra i ljudima postaje jako hladno i onda pate.
Sometimes, just like recently in Poland, there is flooding, too much rain.
Ponekad ima previše kiše i onda dolazi do poplava kao u Poljskoj nedavno.
On the one hand there's no rain and you suffer, and on the other hand you pray for rain and rain comes and there's too much rain and you suffer.
Ponekad je suša i nema uopće kiše i onda se molimo da dođe kiša i onda kiša dođe ali ima previše i onda je poplava.
There are miseries caused by other living beings.
Zatim postoje bijede koje uzrokuju druga živa bića.
It might be our next door neighbor, it might be the country next door, it might be the mosquitoes that bite us.
To može biti naš susjed ili susjedna država ili komarci koji nas grizu.
There are so many miseries caused by other living beings.
Postoje toliko bijeda koje nam donose druga živa bića.
And then there are the miseries of your own body which you have received.
I onda postoje bijede vašeg vlastitog tijela koje ste primili.
Somebody has weak eyes, somebody's hard of hearing, somebody has a bad liver, somebody has varicose veins in the legs. It just goes on and on the list.
Neko ima, neko slabo vidi, neko slabo čuje, neko ima problema s jetrom, neko ima problema s venama i ta lista ide tako dalje i dalje.
So in the middle of all of this nectar,
usred tog svog nektara,
we get a little bit of sense gratification and we think, it's all worth it.
Usred sveg toga mi dobijemo malo uživanja i mislimo vrijedilo je, isplatilo se.
In the Middle Ages in Europe the kings used to use a particular type of punishment for criminals and citizens who were being punished for some crime.
U srednjem vijeku kraljevi su koristili jednu vrstu kazne za kriminalce ili građane koji su nešto skrivili, nisu se ponašali po zakonu.
They would tie someone to a chair and then there would be a long pole attached to the chair.
Zavezali bi osobu za stolicu i onda je tu bio jedan dugačak štap koji je bio zavezan za stolicu.
Or sometimes there were ropes hanging. It depends on what model you got, the Russian or the German.
Ili ponekad su konopci visili sa stropa, ovisno o tome koji model imate, njemački ili neki drugi.
So they would put someone in the chair, tie them in the chair, and put them over a lake and push them down in the water.
I oni bi onda osobu zavezali sa stolicu i doveli ga do jezera i bacili ga pod vodu.
And they would keep them under water until they started to see bubbles come up.
I držali bi ih pod vodom dok nisu vidjeli da mjehurići izlaze van.
When the person's lungs were just about ready to burst.
Kad bi pluća osobe već polako bila spremna da eksplodiraju.
when his mind was going completely crazy with thoughts of death.
Kad bi um osobe već postao potpuno lud od razmišljanja o smrti.
And then they would lift him up again out of the water.
I onda bi ga izvadili iz vode van.
Ah, ecstasy, enjoyment.
Uživanje, ekstaza.
And then they would push him down again.
I onda bi ga opet gurnuli isto.
So that's what we get.
To je ono što mi dobijamo.
Adi daivik, adi bhautik, adi atmik klesha, miseries caused by nature, miseries caused by the living beings, miseries caused by the infirmity of our own body, janma mrityu, jara vyadi, miseries caused by old age, disease, death, and rebirth. So many miseries. And in the middle, little enjoyment, little flickering sense gratification.
I tako mi imamo bijede koje dolaze od prirode, koje dolaze od drugih živih bića, od našeg vlastitog tijela, zatim rođenje, bolest, starost i smrt, i usred toga, kad mi dobijemo nešto malo čudnog uživanja, onda mislimo super.
So the soul, the spiritual energy is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, being a part of God, whereas the body is temporary, full of ignorance and full of suffering.
Duhovna duša je vječna, puna znanja i blaženstva, i ona je djelić Boga, a tijelo je privremeno, puno neznanja i patnje.
So why did we come here? Why are we here if that's the case?
Zašto smo mi onda ovdje ako je to slučaj?
Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram tam tami vaiti kaunteya satha tad bhava bhavitaha. Because at some point in our eternal life we got an idea that we could enjoy independently of God.
Zato smo u jednom trenutku naše egzistencije dobili ideju da možemo uživati nezavisno od Boga.
A child approaches his mother on a beautiful full moon night.
Dijete prilazi svojoj majci dok je noć i dok je mjesečina.
The moon is glowing, it's shining so beautifully.
Mjesec prekrasno sjaji.
And the child grabs the mother's skirt and pulls on it and says, "Mommy, mommy, give me the moon."
I dijete uhvati haljin od majke i kaže, "Mama, mama, daj mi mjesec."
The mother says, "No, son, I can't give you the moon."
Mama kaže, "Ne, sine, ne mogu ti dati mjesec."
"No, mommy, mommy, give me the moon, I want the moon." Starts to cry.
"Ne, mama, mama, daj mi mjesec, ja želim mjesec."
"Okay, son, here you go." The mother gives the child a mirror. And the child looks in the mirror. "Oh, mommy, I have the moon."
I onda majka kaže, "U redu, evo ti mjesec," i da mu ogledalo. I dijete kaže, "Evo ga, mama, sad imam mjesec."
We wanted to enjoy independently from Krishna, and therefore Krishna gives us the opportunity to try our best in this material world.
Željeli smo uživati nezavisno od Krišne i zato nam Krišna daje priliku da pokušamo u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
This material world is a temporary manifestation of God's energy.
Ovaj materijalni svijet je privremena manifestacija energije Boga.
Whatever you create here for your sense gratification, for your enjoyment, it will be finished very soon.
Što god stvorite ovdje za svoje uživanje, bit će vrlo brzo uništeno.
It is only a reflection of the true happiness which is actually there in the spiritual world.
To je samo odraz prave sreće koja postoji u duhovnom svijetu.
So we have to use this very, very important opportunity which we now have, the human form of life.
Dakle, moramo iskoristiti ovu vrlo važnu priliku koju imamo u ljudskom obliku života.
For understanding what we have, what mistake we have made, and understanding how we can rectify that mistake and go back home, back to Godhead where we belong.
Da bi shvatili kako smo grešku napravili i kako možemo ispraviti tu grešku i vratiti se kući nazad Bogu.
Therefore, Lord Krishna has described here in the Bhagavad Gita and in many other scriptures of the world how we can live peacefully and remember God during our lives and at the time of death when we're very disturbed because we have practiced remembering him throughout our lives, at the time of death we will remember him.
I gospodin Krishna je opisao u Bhagavad Giti i u ostalim svetim spisima kako možemo živjeti mirno i sjećati se Boga.
Ante, at the end, Narayana, Krishna, Narayan, Vishnu, there's so many names of God, describing his qualities. Shrutihi, the perfection is to remember him at the time of death.
Savršenstvo ovog ljudskog oblika života je sjetiti se Boga u trenutku smrti.
Is that it's not an easy experience at the moment of death. The mind is very disturbed.
Zadnja poanta koju želim reći je da smrt nije lako iskustvo jer je um vrlo uznemiren u trenutku smrti.
We are about to lose everything that we have put all our faith in. Our house, our car, our family, our body.
Mi u tom trenutku gubimo sve u što smo polagali svoju vjeru tijekom života, kao što je naša kuća, obitelj i naše tijelo.
For example, even right now we will get disturbed if we lose something. This young lady right here in the front, she has a very beautiful hat on. So now if I steal her hat, she'll get very upset. No, you can't take my hat.
Čak i sada ovdje, ako nešto izgubimo, bit ćemo vrlo uznemireni. Gospođa u prvom redu ima vrlo lijep šešir i ako ga ja sada ukradem, onda će ona reći, bit će uznemirena, nemoj mi uzeti šešir.
You're very detached, thank you. I don't think it's my size. I have a little fat head.
Vrlo ste otvoreni, hvala. Ne mislim da je moje veličine jer imam malo veću glavu.
If somebody were to come into the okay, pass the hat around. That's, you see, pass the hat around and everybody put in 100 marks. This is what they do at many religious functions. They pass around the hat, so. Let me see.
There's something inside.
Oh. Okay, I'll keep that. Thank you. Thank you. Now I give it back. You've given to me. I've accepted with love. Now I'm giving it back to you.
Vi ste mi to dali, ja sam to prihvatio s ljubavlju i sad vam dajem nazad.
Just like we offer prasadam to Krishna, he accepts it, and he accepts our love, and then he gives it back to us.
Kao što mi Krishna nudimo prasadam, onda ga on prihvaća i daje nam ga nazad.
Got me curious now.
Postao sam znatiželjen.
Whoa, look at that.
It's a little heart.
She gave me her heart. Isn't that sweet? I mean, after all, I'm sweetheart Swami, right? You have to give me your heart. So, if somebody were to walk in seriously and announce that the person who owns the Mercedes 500, the police are taking his car away.
Ako bi neko sada ušao i rekao, osoba koja ima Mercedes 500, upravo ga sada policija uzima.
We get very disturbed whenever we lose anything material, but at the time of death, how much more the mind is disturbed.
Mi smo uznemireni kad izgubimo nešto, ali koliko onda tek uznemiren u trenutku smrti.
So it is very difficult to fix the mind on God unless you have practiced throughout your lifetime.
I zato je vrlo teško usmjeriti svoj um na Boga ako nismo vježbali tijekom života.
If you try to row across a river, just like in the morning, sometimes we go jogging at this park here. What is that park?
Yarun.
Yarun Park.
Yaruna.
Yaruna. Oh, that's like Yaruna. Wow. Transcendental. We go to the Yaruna every day for jogging. And they have all these people who are doing rowing, you know.
Ponekad idemo na Yamunu, na trčanje sa ujutro, i onda tamo ljudi vesle.
So we walk along the we run and walk fast along the Yamuna, and everybody we meet we chant Govardhan.
I tako hodamo Yamunom, to jest trčimo i brzo hodamo, i onda svako koga vidimo kažemo mu Govardhan.
The more I get to know about Croatian culture, the more I really like it.
Što više čujem o hrvatskoj kulturi, više mi se sviđa.
Do you have anything like Radhe Shyam here?
Imate nešto kao Radhe Shyam ovdje?
Okay. The point is that this chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is a very sublime and easy method which you can control your mind, control your senses, have a happy life, and remember God at the time of death.
Ovo pjevanje Maha Mantra je vrlo uzvišen i lak proces kojim možemo kontrolirati svoj um i svoja osjetila i na kraju života se sjetiti Boga.
So, I would like to ask now if anybody has any questions. You can put your hand up and ask a question, or if you're shy, then you write it down on a piece of paper, you can pass it forward, either way.
Sada mogu odgovoriti ako ima bilo kakvo pitanje, ili ako se ne usudite pitati na glas, možete napisati na komad papira i onda mi dati.
Yes?
Šta ako trenutku smrti sada mantramo,
finally, somebody turned on the light.
Šta ako smo mantrali Maha Mantru tijekom života, ali poginemo negdje na brzinu, na primjer u saobraćajnoj nesreći, ne možemo se sjetiti Krišne, da li ćemo onda ići na rajske planete ili što se dešava s takvom osobom?
If we chant Hare Krishna during our life, but we die accidentally, for example, in a car crash or something like that, what happens to such a person? Does it go to a higher planetary system, so what?
That's a good question, thank you.
To je dobro pitanje, hvala.
Actually, I've been with the Krishna consciousness movement about 30 years, and since I was a little baby, because I'm 25 now. Anyway, I have a lot of experience.
Ja sam u svjesnosti Krišne već 30 godina, još kad sam bio mala beba, jer mi je sad 25, proživio sam puno toga.
And I have had a chance to walk through the men's sleeping quarters, going to my sleeping place, late at night when most of the devotees were sleeping.
Ja sam jednom hodao kroz spavonicu dok su većina bhakta spavali.
And I have had the experience a number of times of hearing devotees sleeping and chanting Hare Krishna.
Imao sam više puta iskustvo kako bhakte spavaju i pjevaju Hare Krishna.
So even though externally the mouth may not be vibrating the holy name, but internally the chanting will be going on in your subconscious mind.
Tako iako izvanjski tijelo ne izgovara maha mantru, to će se dešavati unutar nas u našem podsvjesnom umu.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasovajam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. If one simply tries to superficially restrict himself from sense enjoyment, he won't have much success. Just like people who try to quit smoking, they always have a great struggle.
Bhagavad Gita je opisano da ako neko izvana pokušava kontrolirati svoja osjetila, onda neće biti baš uspješan, kao što vidimo na primjeru ljudi koji se pokušavaju odviknuti od pušenja.
But someone who gets a higher taste, something better, he easily gives up the lower taste.
Ali netko ko dobije nešto bolje ili viši ukus, on lako ostavlja ovu nižu stvar.
So if you are chanting God's names throughout your life, you will find that that pleasure is so sweet that even internally you will be thinking about spiritual pleasure more than material pleasure, and even if you die accidentally, you will remember God. Or the other side is that because you have dedicated your life, then it's not the chanting per se without any devotion that gets you entrance into the kingdom of God. You can't chant God's names 1,000,000 times and then go to the cashier and say, okay, I want my ticket, I already chanted 1,000,000 times, see? It doesn't work like that.
It's a tough one, huh?
Ako pjevamo tijekom života maha mantru, onda ćemo za to dobit ćemo toga viši ukus i stoga ćemo prirodno više razmišljati o tome nego o materijalnom zadovoljstvu. Tako da nam se može desiti ako čak i poginemo u automobilskoj nesreći, da smo razmišljali o Krišni. S druge strane, ne može nam sam broj puta koliko smo izgovorili maha mantru ne može dovesti nas do oslobođenja ako tu ne postoji neka devocija. Naprimjer, ne možemo reći sad sam 1,000,000 puta rekao Hare Krishna i sad tražim kartu za duhovni svijet.
But it is by the mercy of the Lord, He is pleased with your attempt to praise Him, and He helps you to remember Him at the time of death, and He will never forget you, even in a car accident.
Već Gospodin je zadovoljan sa našim iskrenim pokušajem da ga obožavamo, I stoga on će nam pomoći, čak i ako smo u automobilskoj nesreći.
I had an example of this, a good friend of mine in Poland. He was in India, he had gone to India, and he arrived at the New Delhi airport about 12 o'clock at night.
Ja imam jednog prijatelja iz Poljske koji je bio u Indiji, bio je na aerodromu u Deliju u 12 po noći.
So he took a taxi from Delhi to the birthplace of Krishna, which is about 110 miles from New Delhi.
I on je iz Delija uzeo taksi i išao je posjećati rodno mjesto gospodina Čajtanje koje je oko 120 milja od Delija.
So if you know anything about Indian taxi drivers and the way they drive, you can understand that late at night it was a very exciting drive.
Ako znate nešto o indijskim taksistima, onda možete shvatiti da je ovo po noći bila vrlo uzbudljiva vožnja.
And there are many big lorries, big trucks that drive late at night.
Ima puno velikih kamiona koji voze po noći.
And usually they don't, truck drivers, they never like to let their mouth be dry. It's not good for their driving, so they drink a lot.
I vozači kamiona ne vole da im budu usta suha, stoga puno, to nije dobro za njihovu vožnju, stoga puno piju.
So an Indian taxi driver on Indian roads late at night with a lot of drunken lorry drivers, and that's the scene. That's, I'm setting the scene.
Indijski vozač taksija na indijskoj cesti kasno u noć sa puno pijanih vozača kamiona, to je scena.
So my friend Mr. T. Swami, he fell asleep in the back of the taxi because he was very tired after a long plane ride.
Moj prijatelj gospodin T. Swami je zaspao na zadnjem sjedalu pošto je bio vrlo umoran.
So the taxi drivers are always trying to pass the lorries and go as fast as they can.
Vozači taksija uvijek pokušavaju preteći kamione i voziti što brže mogu.
So at one particular point, the taxi driver pulled out on the narrow road and tried to speed up in front of the truck driver.
I na jednom zavoju vozač taksija je skrenuo i pokušao preteći kamion.
And then another truck driver came from the other direction, going very quickly down the road.
I onda jedan kamion došao iz drugog smjera koji se kretao vrlo brzo.
And Mr. T. Swami woke up just at that time.
I gospodin T. Swami se probudio baš u to vrijeme.
And he saw the truck coming right at the taxi.
I vidio je kako kamion ide točno u taxi.
And the first words out of his mouth were, "Jesus, Mother Mary." So somehow or other you'll remember God.
Tako da na neki način ćeš se sjetiti Boga.
Krishna is very kind. God is very kind.
Krishna je vrlo
ljubazan. Yes, any other
question? Ja bih molila za prednost, jer sam ostala supruga koji ima moždani udar, vratio se iz bolnice.
She wants to first to ask
question.
No, you can ask. Because that's all right.
Okay.
Iz najdubljeg suptilnog dijela svog bića pozdravljam njegovu svetost.
She wants me to take her hat.
She wants to greet you from the deepest part of her subtle being.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. That's the deepest greeting you can give me, is Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, to je najdublji pozdrav koji možete dati.
I'm very, very happy to see you chanting God's names. It gives me great pleasure. What to speak of your pleasure?
Bila sam sretan kad vidim da pijate sveta imena Boga. To mi daje veliko zadovoljstvo. A što govoriti o vašem zadovoljstvu?
Ja sam dugo vremena čekala susret. Njegova svetost mi obećava, evo, ovo što ću reći, ja vjerujem u ljubav i sažaljenje da će biti odgovor na moje pitanje.
I'm waiting opportunity to ask this question for a long time, and I hope it will be answered with love and compassion.
Well, I'm very honored. Thank
you.
I'll answer with love and affection. It may not be a good answer, but
odgovorit ću sa ljubavlju i privrženošću, možda neće biti dobar odgovor, ali
tako. We're setting the scene here now.
Sad postavljamo scenu.
Prije 20 godina duhovni učitelj je odabrao mene. 4 godine sam u Bhakti Yogi, zovem se Olga Turkalj. Prije 20 godina.
20 years ago, spiritual master chose me. And I'm for 4 years in Bhakti Yoga, and my name is Olga Turkan.
Very nice. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki.
Četiri godine podučavam pojedine bhakte da ono što kaže njegova svetost Srila Prabhupada i neki duhovni učitelji ne može reći onaj koji traga za Krishnom.
For 4 years, I'm teaching devotees that they cannot say the things that Srila Prabhupada was saying or what spiritual masters are saying. They cannot. Someone who is a beginner in spiritual life, he cannot say this.
No. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya says, "Amar agyai." On my order, Amar Agya, Agya means order, so Amar Agyai, Guru Hoy, you become Guru. I'm not a scholar, I'm not a big teacher. No, that doesn't matter. Jare Deko, whomever you see, Jare Deko, Tyare Kaho, you simply tell them Krishna Upadesh. You simply explain Krishna's instructions. Then you become guru. Just like a mailman. A mailman does his job perfectly if he takes the mail from point A to point B without changing it or opening it or something. So if we simply repeat Krishna's instructions as they are without changing them, or if we simply repeat our spiritual master's instructions, then that is perfect. We are doing our job perfectly.
Is that a
yes, but?
U Chaitanya Charitamriti, gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, po mojoj naredbi postani guru ili duhovni učitelj. Međutim, osoba može reći ja nisam kvalificiran, ja nisam učitelj. Međutim, gospodin Čitanja kaže, koga god sretneš, govori mu recimo o Krišni i na taj način postane guru ili duhovni učitelj. Na taj način, ako osoba jednostavno prenosi duhovno znanje, kao što poštar nosi poruku od točke A do točke B, onda može postati vjerodostojni duhovni učitelj.
Mislim da sam u stvari, kada se govori o nekim drugim pravcima, da nisu kako treba. Mislim da sam na ono kad se kaže da karmički zakon drži univerzum, ne bi bilo tako jer drži ljubav Krišne, a temelj je svagdje isti, svagdje jedan, to je Krišna. Prema tome nema različitosti, jer čim bi bila različitost, došao bi kratki spoj. Sve je Krišna, sve je ljubav. Mi moramo... Mislim, nema različitosti. Ne može biti nijedna ružna misao o bilo kome.
There should not be any bad thoughts about anybody else.
You're right, I agree with you.
Upravo se s tim se slažem.
Mother is always right.
Majka je uvijek upravo.
Prvo je, njegova svetost je data da okrene onaj kotač, da nema ničega ružnoga i da o svakomu moramo misliti samo lijepo. I da karmički dio nije onaj koji drži univerzum, nego Krišnina ljubav, i da mi ponesemo tu ljubav jedan prema drugom. Da su svi pravci dobri jer vode Krišnu. Samo
parts, all the different parts of spiritual life are equal because they lead to Krishna or they come to Krishna.
Yes, if we follow the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master, then all his instructions will lead us to Krishna.
Ako slijedimo instrukcije vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja, onda će nas svaka njegova instrukcija odvesti Krishna.
Maybe we can discuss afterwards. I'll take prasadam with you, okay?
Možda možemo diskutirati kasnije, ja ću uzeti prasadam zajedno s vama.
Okay? Hare Krishna. Okay, we have one or two more questions. I won't take more of your time. We just, I'm a little shy about questions from the crowd now. I'll get you, but go ahead, these questions here first.
Dear Swami Ji, Radostan means happy in creation, and it sounds a little like Radeshyam.
Oh, wow. Great, thank you. I want to keep that.
Please accept my respectful obeisances in the last of your lotus feet, your servant Maya.
Radeshyam. 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 Okay, it's pretty close. I'll practice.
Please, yes. Ako prakticiramo odvojenost od materijalnih stvari, kako nam to može pomoći u našem duhovnom životu?
If we practice renunciation from the material things, how that can help us in our spiritual life?
You have to give up everything. Everyone here has to take sannyas.
Morate ostaviti sve, svako od vas mora uzeti sannyas.
Right after this meeting I'm giving initiations.
Nakon ovog sastanka ja dajem inicijacije.
Now at the time of death you have to give up everything, so you might as well do it gradually throughout your life.
U trenutku smrti morate ostaviti sve, tako da možete to napraviti postepeno kroz cijeli život.
You can't hold on to it. Nothing.
Ne možete zadržati bilo što.
Not even the body.
Čak ni samo tijelo.
So therefore, better to gradually, mentally renounce that which does not belong to you. Everything belongs to God. We are simply temporary lessee.
Zato je bolje da postepeno, mentalno ostavimo sve stvari koje nisu naše, jer sve pripada Bogu. Mi smo
Temporary leaser. We're leasing from the landlord.
Mi samo privremeno iznajmljujemo tako nešto od Boga.
So we should not get attached to those things which don't belong to us.
Zato ne bi trebali postati vezani za stvari koje nam ne pripadaju.
Simple living and high thinking, that will make you happy.
I visoko razmišljanje i jednostavno življenje, to je ono što će vas učiniti sretnim.
Not high living and no thinking as we are doing in our present civilization.
A ne visoko razmišljanje, a ne visoko življenje i nikako razmišljanje kao što to danas radimo.
Next.
So there's two
questions.
Only
one per person.
Okay.
Otherwise I charge. $100 an hour.
Da li će vaši hramovi ostati čitavi u toku tisućljetnice?
Wow, it already got laughs before I even answered.
Will your temples remain open or
internally?
No, in the course of next 1,000 years.
We're building a temple at the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya in Mayapur, and we're building that temple to last for at least 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 years. There's no building on this planet at the present moment that is being built to last that long.
Actually, the question was not 1,000 years, but until the year 2000.
Oh, until the year 2000. You said for 1,000 years. Yes. Anyway, it gave me a chance to talk about my book.
Mi u Mayapuru gradimo hram za koji tako je projektiran da bi trebalo trajati 5,000 to 10,000 godina.
Right after Prasadam we're going to show you a nice video of a temple which we have built in Bangalore, India, and the president of India is giving the dedication speech. Beautiful temple. We're also building temples in Delhi, in Calcutta, in Madras, in Coimbatore, many other places. And they're very beautiful temples, just like this one you will see in Bangalore. But the mother of all temples, the biggest of all the temples, will be at the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for that, we're going to need every devotee's participation. We estimate that it will cost us in the neighborhood of $300-400 million, and it will be a spectacular monument to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it will last for thousands and thousands of years.
Poslije prasadama ću vam pokazati projekciju videa na kojem je prikazan hram koji smo upravo otvorili u Bangaloreu, i također slične hramove gradimo u Deliju, Madrasu i Coimbatoreu, Kalkati također. Ali majka svih hramova ili glavni od svih hramova će biti u Mayapuru. To će biti svojevrsna vrsta spomenika i on će koštati između
300
milijuna.
Yeah, about that,
300 milijuna. Između 300 i 400 milijuna dolara će koštati taj hram.
So about our temples remaining open till the year 2000, that depends on all of you. The temple is your temple. We are, as brahmacharis and sannyasis, we can live in the back of our book distribution van.
Da li će naši hramovi trajati do 2000, to ovisi o vama. To je vaš hram. Što se nas brahmačari osobno tiče, mi možemo živjeti u kombiju u kojem dijelimo knjige.
Kali Yuga is not the age for so many temples. The real temple is the temple of the holy name. But okay.
Kali Yuga nije mjesto, nije vrijeme kad treba postati puno hramova, već treba postati hramovi svetog imena.
But if the householders, the family people, the business people, if they want to use their money for a good project, then they can build a nice temple where they and their family can go and chant Hare Krishna. The same chanting of Hare Krishna can be done on the streets. Just like last night, we had a wonderful time. Wonderful, wonderful time in Zagreb, chanting Hare Krishna. And there was no expense for anyone.
Ali ako porodični ljudi ili biznismeni bogati ljudi žele uložiti novac u neki dobar projekt, onda mogu izgraditi hram u kojem će moći pjevati Hare Krishna. Ali to pjevanje Hare Krishna se također može izvoditi i na ulici. Baš smo se jučer divno zabavljali pjevajući sveto ime ovdje u Zagrebu.
Ok, last question on paper.
Kako može napredovati u svjesnosti Krišne osoba koja je siromašna, bolesna i ne živi u Indiji?
How can one advance in Krishna consciousness if he is poor, sick, and he doesn't live in India?
Chanting Hare Krishna. Next question.
Pjevajući Hare Krishna. Sljedeće pitanje.
That was an easy one. Thank you.
To je bilo lagano. Hvala vam.
Yes, sir.
What
did he say? What's his question basically?
His question is that if we pray and chant Hare Krishna, there might be maybe some negative effects because we are getting away from the our physical work and so on.
No.
And we are getting all the spiritual experience we can experience only through this body because we are this body.
No, there's no... Oh, wow. Great. You look very good in close-up. Chanting Hare Krishna is not a material sound vibration. It is a spiritual sound vibration. And it will automatically benedict you in every way.
Pjevanje Maha Mantre nije materijalna zvučna vibracija, već duhovna zvučna vibracija i donosi dobrobit na svim nivoima.
Krishna says, Saha yagya prajashrishtva puruvacha prajapati anena prashabhishadvamesha vospishta kama duk. In the beginning of creation, I sent forth generations of men and... Actually, maybe I better not translate all that.
Yes.
Okay. I sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu, saying, Be thou happy by the performance of this sacrifice, for it will bestow upon you all desirable things.
Gospodin Vishnu je na početku...
This is a test for his hard disk now.
Gospodin Krišna je na početku stvorio polubogove i prađepatije i rekao im budite, dao im je određenu vrstu žrtovanja i rekao im je budite sretni sa ovim žrtovanjem za Višnu.
Kamaduk means abundant supply both materially and spiritually.
Kamaduk znači da će biti dovoljno svega u obilju i materijalnog i duhovnog.
There is a saying in English that not a blade of grass moves in the wind without God's sanction.
Postoji izreka da se ni vlak trave ne miče na vjetru bez dozvole Boga.
So if you become a devotee of the Lord, you don't need to worry about your material arrangements. Krishna will take care of you exactly what you need to be happy.
I ako smo bhakta gospodina, onda će se on pobrinuti za sve materijalne stvari i daće nam točno ono što nam treba.
He is the supreme controller. He can't make a few arrangements for your material peace of mind.
On je vrhovni kontrolor, on može napraviti par stvari da bi mi mogli imati mir uma.
Every little ant in this room, you know, look on the walls or something, you know, there's some little ant somewhere. Every little ant every day is getting a little grain of food to sustain him. How many of you are giving money to the ant relief fund? Any of you?
Svaki mali mrav u ovoj sobi nađe svaki dan nešto, neku mrvicu tako da može preživjeti. I ja vas pitam koliko od vas daje svoj novac u fond za pomoć gladnim mravima.
There is an arrangement in nature for all of God's creatures.
Postoji aranžman u prirodi za sva Božja stvorenja.
And surely if you take shelter of the Lord, he's not going to abandon you. He's the supreme controller.
I zasigurno ako uzmemo utočište gospodina, on nas neće odbaciti jer je on vrhovni kontrolor.
Suridam sarva bhutanam yatvamam shantim richati. He is also your dearmost friend. And if you just accept that, then you will attain peace of mind.
On je također naš najbolji prijatelj. I ako to prihvatimo, onda ćemo dostići mir uma.
We can't do it. We can't surrender to God because we're so attached to our material possessions. We think, I am the doer. I have created all these things.
Ne možemo se predati Bogu jer smo vezani za one stvari koje posjedujemo. Mislimo, ja sam to stvorio.
Because of our attachment, we're caught in a trap.
Zbog naših vezanosti uhvaćeni smo u zamku.
We're caught in the monkey trap.
Uhvaćeni smo u zamku za majmune.
In Africa, they have a very interesting way of catching monkeys.
U Africi imaju vrlo interesantan način hvatanja majmuna.
They take a coconut and they cut a hole in one end and dig out all the filling of the coconut.
Oni uzmu kokos, otvore ga s jedne strane i izvade van sve što je unutar.
And they make the hole just big enough so the monkey can put his hand in.
I naprave rupu taman toliko veliku da majmun može staviti svoju ruku unutra.
And they make another hole on the other end of the coconut big enough to put a rope.
A na drugoj strani kokosa izbuše toliku rupu da mogu provući uže kroz nju.
And they tie a knot, they put a rope through and tie a knot and then pull it tight so it's hard against the edge of the coconut.
I onda ugure uže u taj kokos i zavežu čvor tako da je kokos zavezan za to uže.
And then the villagers put the coconut in the middle of a field on the edge of the forest, the jungle.
I onda seljani stave taj kokos na rub šume pored džungle.
And then they take the rope and they hide behind some bushes.
I onda uzmu uže i sakriju se iza nekog grmlja.
And then they put some very hot, delicious peanuts inside the coconut.
I također stavljaju izvrsne kikirike, pečene kikirike u taj kokos.
And then the monkey comes along and smells the flavor of the warm, delicious peanuts.
I onda najde majmun i osjeti miris vrućih pečenih kikirike.
And then he looks both ways and he rushes up to the coconut and puts his hands in to get the peanuts.
I onda pogleda da li ima nekoga i potrči i stavi svoju ruku i uzme te kikiriki.
And then he grabs all the peanuts in his hand.
I onda uhvati sve kikirike u ruku.
And then the villagers start to pull in the rope and drag the coconut towards them.
I onda seljani počnu povlačiti taj konopac prema sebi.
And then the monkey tries to pull his hand out.
I majmun pokuša izvući svoju ruku van.
But it's in the form of a fist now, and it won't come out because he's got the peanuts in his hand.
Ali pošto je sad u obliku šake, rupa je premala i ne može izvući van pošto drži te kikiriki.
All he has to do is let go of the peanuts, and he can pull his hand out and run away.
Sve što mora napraviti je da pusti te kikirike i onda može izvući rupu i pobjeći.
But he won't do it. He's so attached to those peanuts.
Ali neće to napraviti pošto je toliko vezan za te kikiriki.
So we're working hard in society for some employer, and we're thinking I'm the doer.
I mi teško radimo u materijalnom svijetu za nekog poslodavca i mislimo ja sam taj koji djeluje.
And we can't give it up to surrender to Krishna.
I ne možemo ostaviti to i predati se Krishna.
Our salary is nothing. It's hardly peanuts.
Naša plaća nije ništa, to su obični kikiriki.
But we're attached to our peanuts.
Ali vezani smo za te kikiriki.
And we won't surrender to Krishna, so we're caught in the monkey trap.
I ne možemo se predati Krishni i zato smo uhvaćeni u zamku za majmune.
You get enough money to pay the bills and to buy some food and maybe have a little car, and if you're very lucky you can save a little money so that maybe in your very old age you can buy that little house in Split or in Kirk or something that you always wanted to do and that every Croatian is saving money for. It's a beautiful place, by the way.
Novaca ima toliko da se mogu, svako si može platiti režije i da ima za nešto hrane i možda za neki mali autić, i kad skupi svu šteđevinu što je štedio cijeli život, onda si možda može kupiti neku ljetnu malu kuću na Splitu, u Splitu ili na Krku. To su vrlo lijepa mjesta, usput da kažem.
But if you just understand that whatever I'm doing, the result is coming by God's grace, and everything should be somehow used in His service, your mind will be free from all kinds of anxiety.